The school bus situation's been complicated for years. The problems of having enough drivers to get students to and from school every day, while dodging drivers who ignore the slashing red lights of a stop for students. Albany's allowed cameras to do something about those drivers. First student in the school system say the driver situation has eased a lot, with 94 new drivers and 55 more in training. Western New York General Manager Sean McCabe says there's a national shortage of drivers and more money helped, starting with $1 million in October.
That was another 17% increase that we kicked into this year. So that's when, that was the pivot point. That was when things started to turn for Rob and I in our big team of recruiters and trainers, and training center managers and location managers. And we started to gain some ground on attrition and stabilizing our workforce.
The transportation forum McCabe was speaking to last night in the Meriwether Library was led by the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization, which says this event focused on First Student, which carries elementary school kids, because the NFTA, which carried high school students, didn't want to appear. BPTO leaders say there will be pressure on that agency over service to high school students. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.